keeping pet birds?
Yes, many people like to keep birds as pets. They like listening to the birds sing, and some birds can even be taught how to talk. Birds are great pets. They are so cute and sweet.
8. Is birdwatching popular in China?
If people have the time and the money and can get to a location that has a lot of birds, then people will do it. But unfortunately, that is not the case here in China.
Weather. 1. What is the climate like in your hometown?
I live in Chongqing, and the weather there is very wet in winter and extremely hot in summer. The climate in my hometown is generally hot and sunny, hot and rainy, especially during the noon, very dry and dusty, cold and cloudy.
2. Does it rain much here in Beijing?
No, it doesn't, and that is getting to be a problem here, with the threat of drought conditions appearing on the horizon. We really need the rain, and sometimes I spend days just hoping the sky will pour down what we so desperately need.
3. Do you like rainy days or sunny days?
I like sunny days better than rainy days. Rainy days make me feel sad and make me feel like not going outside.
4. When, in what month, season, does it rain most in your hometown?
My hometown is Chongqing, and it rains mostly in summer, buckets of rain at a time. It is really refreshing when it comes down, and the sound of the rain is magical.
5. Do you think rain is good?
Of course rain is good. Crops couldn't grow without it, and then we would all starve to death.
6. Does rain ever affect transportation in your hometown?
If it rains very heavily, then there are often traffic jams, because nobody wants to walk or ride bicycles. They all take taxis or cars, and this causes traffic jams.
Seasons. 1. Which season do you like best? Why?
My favourite season is spring, because flowers begin to bloom and the weather starts to warm up.
2. What do people do in this season?
In spring, because people have holidays, they often like to visit their hometowns or other beautiful places.
3. Do you think the seasons have changed in recent years compared to the past?
Nowadays, there are many changes in the seasons. Sometimes the summers are unusually hot, or the winters unusually warm, or the rains come too early or too late.
10. Nature. Flowers, birds, weather, seasons. Flowers. 1. Do you like flowers?
Yes, I like flowers. They're so beautiful and varied, and some have a wonderful scent too. The world would be a little more boring without their cute faces and lovely scents.
2. What is your favourite flower?
My favourite flowers change with the kind of mood that I am in. If I am happy, I like carnations. If I feel romantic, I like roses.
3. What are the occasions when people send or receive flowers?
Usually people send flowers when it's a special occasion, such as when a friend has a birthday, or graduates from school, or has a new baby, or opens a new business, or gets promoted, or married.
4. What flowers have special meaning in China?
You know, if you asked my mum, she could answer that question. She is a florist. I never really was that interested in which flower goes on which day. I think roses go to someone who is in love. Peony is kind of the national flower, and it represents prosperity and fortune.
Birds. 1. Are there many birds near your home?
Yes, there are. but you usually can only hear them sing in the early morning. There are also a lot of sparrows flying around, and pigeons on the roof on my apartment building.
2. How do you feel about birds?
I think some birds can be beautiful, and I enjoy listening to their singing. They're so small and sweet. They really help me to leave this world a while as I look at them flying about so gracefully.
3. How do Chinese people feel about birds?
Just go to a park and you will see that Chinese people really like birds. They love to keep them as pets and fill their houses with them.
4. Do any birds have any particular significance in China?
The phoenix, which although is mythological, is a bird that has particular significance in China. It is a sign of good fortune and blessing.
5. Do you think birds should be protected?
Well, I think birds, like any other animal, need to be protected if they become an endangered species. They really have a hard time protecting themselves, and if they were gone, something special would be missing from life.
6. How can they be protected?
We can protect birds by raising awareness about their situation and by not buying endangered species or destroying their habitats. We also need to keep an eye on the environment, which is their habitat.
7. Do Chinese people like raising